You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorens with you. Bill Bush out until next week. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. There's a couple of texts I want to get to before we move on, Sip.
Please.
People had some headlines for me for the cool parenting tips.
Fit for the air.
One is not. I won't read that one. Bird.
But
Richie Rich says, take your kids on the road before they're all grown. It kind of rhymes. Take your kids on the road before they're all grown.
Doesn't rhyme. I mean, I'm just going to say it. It's not a bad headline, though.
Believer, who we saw at the hotel.
Believer.
With his family from
yes,
Texas.
Yes, we did. Thank you, Believer.
He says, shut your hole and get the kids on the go.
Okay, that's fine.
This is somewhat, you said this kind of, but someone says, if you aren't afraid to travel, the kids won't unravel.
There you go. Similar.
Okay? Similar to what you said?
These are all B to C headlines.
By the way, Ryan in California, this is not a headline, but he says, this would be crazy. I did a 30-day road trip with a 1, 5, a 7, and 11-year-old. Wouldn't trade that trip for anything. Try a trip every year. Can you imagine a month road trip with a one-year-old?
Did you have a Winnebago?
I don't know. Now, I didn't say I would do a month with Scotland. That would be crazy on the
30
road.
Days?
Be away from a crib for that long and away from the house, normalcy. But, you know, a couple days, a week maybe, that's fine. Thanks to the breakers there.
Thank you for the headline attempts.
Yeah, a lot of B's and C's there, but they tried.
There were attempts.
There's attempts there.
Yeah.
464-5685. Call or text as always. As we approach day three of Media Days. Sorry. Stupid cough. Allergies. Amen.
Why did you say Amen?
We both have some allergy problems there. I got it too.
Did you say Amen?
He said it earlier in the show. Allergies. Coughing. Amen. Anyways.
Amen.
CBS Sports has the rankings of Big Ten coaches, Sip, and Matt Rhule sits at ninth. I will tell you who's ahead of him. You tell me if you're okay with
where
he's
at. There's
a lot
of guys ahead of him, apparently.
Well, there's, yeah. Here's the list leading up to Matt Rhule. Number one, Ryan Day, national champion coach from last year. Mm-hmm. Two, Dan Lanning. Mm-hmm. Three, James Franklin. Mm-hmm. Four, Lincoln Riley. I thought that was a little high for Lincoln Riley for what he's been at USC.
But that's past. Oh, because at Oklahoma, he's
very good.
Playing for that. He was in that playoff a lot.
Five, Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. Six, Kurt Cignetti, your best friend from Indiana.
No, way high on him. Way high.
He made the playoff in his first year in Indiana. He's fine where he's at. Seven, Brett Bielema. Eight, PJ Fleck. Nine, Matt Rhule. 10, Jed Fish at Washington.
No, Cignetti's not fine where he's at ahead of Bielema. I mean, no. In no world should Cignetti be ahead of Bielema.
Where's it easier to win at, Illinois or Indiana?
I don't know. What you think there's an appreciable difference?
Yes.
No.
Not appreciable, but there's definitely a difference. Yes.
Illinois has an edge.
They have an edge. They have an edge.
An edge. You portrayed Illinois like Alabama. I mean,
I recall watching Illinois playing the Rose Bowl back in 2004-05, getting trounced by USC. Rashard Mendenhall, Juice Williams, Aurelius Ben. They had good players.
Bam. You got me on that one.
I recall that being more recent than Nebraska in the Rose Bowl.
You see. But Illinois, come on now. Illinois is not a hot spot, though. Don't try to sell
I'm not it. Saying it is, but Illinois has had in. Not much, but historically, much more success than Indiana football has.
Historically, but of late, before Bielema, it was Siberia.
Right, but they had a little bit more going for them. Indiana has never cared about football. Like, Tom Allen had a 9-win season there, which was out of nowhere.
They're both basketball schools, though, Jake.
I understand that. But Indiana has you know...
No, you can't sell me Cignetti ahead of Bielema in any way.
I'm going to try.
Nope.
The man made the playoff in his first year. I know you hate. I know you really. You despise Indiana, or you despise Kurt Cignetti.
Well, and it didn't. His little performance in Las Vegas didn't help any. But anyway,
here's why you can go Bielema above him, because Bielema's done it more often than Cignetti.
There's three Rose Bowls at Wisconsin.
Then that's fine.
He won the Big Ten three times.
Yeah, Bielema probably deserves to be above Cignetti, but
thank you,
Cignetti. Thank you. Should be above Matt Rhule, and I think he could be above PJ Fleck.
No, not ahead of Fleck. No. He had one big season.
He made the playoff in Indiana.
He did.
We would if Nebraska made the playoff last year, we'd all be doing cartwheels for months down O Street, and rightfully so.
We would. We would.
A never-ending cartwheel of excitement.
Yeah. I mean, I just have a head.
Can you imagine Vanderbilt the playoff? Because that's what he did in Indiana. Oh, he got Vanderbilt in the playoff, essentially.
Easy. Okay. You will not sell me on Cignetti ahead of Bielema in any world. You could sell me on Cignetti ahead of Fleck. Now, as far as Rhule goes, you asked a question on the... You asked a good question.
What did I say in the rundown? Please read it to me.
Does he belong at ninth, and what is his ceiling?
What is his ceiling? Is a big question for Matt Rhule.
When you asked that question, I read that question. What I immediately felt is gratitude towards Rhule. And here's why. Rhule, I hate doing the straw man thing, but Rhule, unlike a lot of people I know, seemingly has put a ceiling on Nebraska that's too low for my liking. That they seem okay with Nebraska being behind Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Oregon. Nah, that's okay because we can't be that team. Rhule does not operate that way. And that was part of the reason I appreciate so much that spiel he went on about soon, this was a bad job when I took it, but it's soon going to be a great job. And because Rule, what I like most about Rules, he does not settle. He does not settle. He's not settling for, you know what? We can be Illinois. You know what? We can be in that pack of teams that's always knocking on the door. You know what? If they go to this little thing, this play-in game, maybe we can get that sixth seed and play number three and get in the playoff. No, that's not what Rule. That's not the way he thinks. My read is that's not the way he thinks. My read is he's all in on, no, we're going to be Nebraska of old. We're going to be Nebraska that people are scared of. It's a process. I wonder a little bit of why he said what he did, that this was not a good job when I got here, was to illustrate this isn't going to be something that just rises from the ashes overnight. Yeah, Cignetti did that at Indiana.
Hold on.
Oh, I get so mad about this Indiana discussion. It was an easy schedule. He did a good job in the portal. Got all those James Madison guys. Got a good quarterback. Got some guys. He's got some guys on that team.
And a place
Kamara,
that's never had success.
It's in the Big Ten. Kamara and Surratt and these guys that he's got are legit dudes. He's got a good team. Let's see, though. Let's see what we're talking about. This is going to be big for our show. Let's see what we're talking about with Cignetti after he plays Illinois and Indiana, mm-hmm. then it plays Iowa and Oregon on the road. Let's see what that looks like, because those are three real physical games.
What if he wins?
I'll have to acknowledge what you're suggesting about.
Are you going to tell me that this year Indiana is your Iowa State of last year, where people are talking about them in KC's and you don't want to hear about it at all?
Well, I want to see what it looks like after that three game.
You just really were bothered by Iowa State last year. And
I just
6-0 start.
Sort of bothered by the characterization that this is a story that stopped the world in its tracks, because it really didn't.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
just a reminder on Kurt Cignetti.
What?
I've got his overall coaching record here.
Oh, boy.
He was with the IUP Crimson Hawks from 2011 to 2016. He went 53-17.
That's good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Went to Elon. Not very good. 14-9.
Okay. Not bad.
Went to James Madison. 52-9. Indiana 11-2.
Yeah, he had a big year.
Overall 130-37 as a football coach.
Before I crown him, I just want to see what this looks like. What
I mean, you can't take away the fact he made a playoff, though. I know you say the schedule's easy, but guess what? They won the games.
They did.
That
they beat Nebraska.
They bring in Curtis Wart from Ohio, and he blisters Nebraska.
He did.
He gets hurt, and the backup comes in and is just fine.
I'm not taking away anything from what he did. But just to throw him in front of Bielema after that big one uprising, no, I'm not doing that.
The point here is that so when I talk about the ceiling for Matt Rhule, it's going to be hard to rise up there. I mean, these are a lot of great coaches.
Yeah, it is.
Like, he's got to make the playoff a couple times to really get in the top five conversation, and he's ninth. If he makes it one time, he might go up one or two spots, but he's not going to be top five.
Yeah, what the list has, the other thing that hits you as you ponder that list is what a coaching league.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
What a group of coaches. Ferentz, I mean, almost.
Consistency.
Yeah. They would have been a sixth seed last year. That's the kind of team that would have been in the playoff. Iowa.
Yeah. No offense, but.
Right.
Besides Caleb Johnson.
Yeah. What a list. I mean, what a group of coaches that is. I mean, Jed Fish was in the national title game.
He was.
I mean.
Well, DeBoer was. Caleb DeBoer was.
Fish wasn't.
Fish was at Arizona at that point.
Yeah, my bad.
But he had success in Arizona, though.
Yeah, but, yeah.
And Arizona was not good this last year.
Rhule belongs ahead of
their
Fish.
First year without Jed Fish, they were not very good last year at Arizona.
Rule can climb. He can climb. He can climb past Fleck with a big season this year.
He could. To be a top five coach in the league, though, he's got to be here for a
top
while.
Five.
Number one,
top five.
He's got to make the playoff at least twice, probably the next couple
probably,
of years. Which probably not going to happen. It could, but that's what it takes to jump from nine. Like,
well, what it takes to jump to eight would be probably
right. PJ Fleck right now is ahead. Got a nice handsome lead on Matt Rhule.
Rhule would need a big season this year to jump ahead of Fleck. But if Nebraska were to win 9 or 10. Could you do it? Could you do it?
No.
Well, come on. We're not talking about just Nebraska. We're talking about what we did at Temple and Baylor, too. Right?
Yes.
I think you could almost.
It would take Nebraska, I think, making the playoff to consider leaping over PJ Fleck, a guy who has owned Nebraska in his time at Minnesota.
Then you're almost getting in a splitting hairs conversation, because what if I say 9, you're close to playoff range there.
Close is not in. I want in.
Well, 9 might get you in.
It could.
But to your point, how would he jump a guy like Bielema, who's won 3 Big Ten titles? How? Not until you.
Like, I'm happy that you're pushing back on that, but I'm just also at the same time. Sanderson says I'm a prisoner of the moment. Well, fine. Indiana made the playoff though.
They did.
I mean, we cannot overstate. I don't care what you say about the schedule. A lot of teams have easy schedules, and they lose games. Nebraska's had easy schedules in the past couple of years, and they went 5-7.
I wish I could more ardently disagree with you on that, but Indiana made the playoff.
And that's all. It should start and stop there. They made the playoff in the first year.
No, it shouldn't stop there. It can start there, but no, you can't stop there. Let's see what the follow-up is. Can't stop it.
Did he and Aaron? I think Indiana was either 3-9 or 4-8 the year before he got there.
Oh,
they fired Tom Allen.
Is miraculous. But they started to come back to the pack late in that year. I mean, I watched the Michigan game. They barely beat Michigan. Michigan wasn't that good.
That Michigan team went on to beat Ohio State and Alabama to close the season.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So,
no,
it's a good win then.
I am not pouring cold water on what Cignetti did last year, but I just want to see the follow-up. Is that fair?
It's fair.
But
I'm fine with Cignetti ahead of Matt Rhule, though, in these standings. Playoffs.
Yeah. Okay, another way to look at this list, by the way. It's simple. Who are you taking right now to start a program and run a program? I mean, I don't know. I mean, when you think of it that way, it's a little different. Like, Ryan Day, what would he be like if you put him at Indiana?
Right, exactly. I don't know if he's that great of a coach. As Jim Harbaugh says, he was born on third base.
Right.
He's kept a machine rolling. He inherited a machine.
Okay. So,
what I would tell you is
I would be tempted to put Franklin ahead of Day.
That's fine.
Because Franklin has done it at Vandy. He kind of did the unthinkable at Vandy.
He did.
You know, there wasn't a playoff to get into. But there wasn't a 12-team playoff to get into, but he won 9 games at Vandy. Okay, Franklin, it's not a stretch to say put James Franklin at Illinois and he could do what Bielema's doing. Yeah, he probably could, right? You know what I'd say? Put Rhule at Illinois. I think he could do what Bielema's doing.
Probably could.
Yeah.
Cignetti certainly could. That's for sure.
Good God.
I like to push your buttons on Kurt Cignetti.
Wasn't he a little much for you in Vegas?
You mean this right here?
12 of the 16 SEC teams play 3G5 or an FCS game. 12 of those teams play 36 games, 29 G5 games, and 7 FCS games, and one less conference game. All right? So we figured we'd just adopt SEC scheduling philosophy.
This is the way he says it. I think we'd adopt the SEC.
I know.
Scheduling philosophy.
Wouldn't you characterize him as smug? Yeah, I was going to say.
Smug. He can be smug after 1-for-1 playoff appearances.
Okay,
in Indiana.
Can I ask you this about Cignetti? Or I'll just not even ask it. I was going to say it. How appalling or how unappealing will be he be if they throw up 500 season? he's not going to be a good loser.
He won't be as smug next year then. He can be as smug as he wants. He made the playoff at Indiana year one.
God.
Brought in all these guys from Little James Madison. Oh, these guys are actually pretty good players.
No, he was
brought in a quarterback from Little Ohio.
If he follows,
pretty good.
If he follows it up, I mean, it'll get to be, if he follows it up, it'll get to be an incredible story. Now, it's where would he go? Because you start thinking, oh, my God, Cignetti, if he can do this at Indiana, why wouldn't you hire him if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers or something like that? Right?
Yeah,
right?
A little different in the pros.
Well, of course it's different, but it's still, he can win. It's different. Obviously, it's different. But
he's building his teams, whereas that's built for you by the GM.
And, oh, it's all way different.
In NFL.
But a winner's a winner to me.
Yeah, sure. I don't think he's going to NFL, but I can see him.
He's getting too old.
He's 64, right?
Yeah. So Indiana might just have stumbled.
Might become a power.
Right.
And that would really make you happy. Indiana, the new power of the Big Ten.
By the way,
football.
Does that AD at Indiana get enough credit?
No.
I don't think
basketball
so.
Basketball has not been great. Now, they got a DeVries in there over for, you know, they fired Woodson. But if basketball is not excelling, you know, Indiana, of course, loves the football program, what they're doing, but it's all about basketball.
I would say this. I would say this about Rule, going back to Rule. I really, really appreciate that he doesn't put a high ceiling out there, where I think there's straw man, too many people that have lowered the ceiling on Nebraska.
Yeah,
he doesn't lower it.
Well, before we get to break, Matt Rule is a wonderful speaker, as is all these Big Ten coaches.
Not all of them.
Well, most of them are. Most are great speakers. And I'm sure that if I was Tyler and the team at Mid-America Speakers Bureau, I'd be paying close attention to how these guys operate. Hey, if he got time to speak, I might hire them for a session. I know they're very busy as coaches and recruiting and all that goes into that, but you can take notes for how these guys present themselves at the podium.
Yep.
And they've gone from 7 speakers to 85 plus. They go across the country. Bill is a part of the team also. And if you want to learn more about hiring a speaker for an event you have or talking about being a speaker, it's very simple. MidAmericaSB.com. That stands for MidAmericaSpeakersBureau.com. When we come back, it's time for another edition of Tech Time with Jeremiah Tripp.
You're kidding.
From Computer Hardware. He's in with us next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.